Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman who had a horrible experience at one of those oil lube kind of change places. And she got overcharged. They left the cap off. All the oil came out. And she went back a couple of times. Eventually got everything refunded. But, of course, we're going to call from customer service and try to still bill her.
This is Bianca.
Hi, Bianca. This is Dave Roberts from... How are you this morning?
Good.
I'm calling. We recently did some work on your vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I'm in customer service, and I guess we had some problems. And I just wanted to follow up and make sure that everything's running okay.
They didn't put the cap on. They broke a hose. They didn't want to give me my money back. I mean, it was just really poor customer service, if you ask me.
And did they finally rectify the problem?
They did. They were going to charge back my credit card. They ended up charging it again. I had to drive back out there to get my money by cash.
Now,
I mean, it was just a big pain in the butt.
I guess then the only thing left then is we do have an outstanding labor balance that we need to get paid.
Well, it was clearly y'all's fault.
Well, and that's why we waived the first one.
Because you made a mistake.
Which we corrected.
Right.
So we need to charge for that labor. What part are we missing here?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not going to charge you the full amount, but it's...
You're not going to charge me anything. Y'all made a mistake. You should have fixed it. And that was... We agreed upon them returning my money, and that was it.
Right. Well, I'm only going to charge you $56.
No.
Which is a discount, and it's purely just for the...
No, sir. You're not charging me anything.
Well, that mechanic has to make a living, you know. They don't do that for free.
I don't care.
Look...
You're... company made a mistake, and I'm not paying anything.
Look, honey, I don't know what you
Let me get your name and number, please.
Well, I'm not going to argue with a woman about auto repair.
I don't care what you're going to do. I don't have time. I'm at work.
I know.
And I'd like to.
I am at work. I'm at, where do you think I am right now?
Okay, sir.
In the swimming pool?
I'm going to call y'all's corporation. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Yes, this was yesterday, and she hung up and has not answered her phone for the last 20 hours. She just will not come. So, we've got Keith on the line. That's her boyfriend. This was all his idea, and we're going to sort of conference all of us together here.
That,
trying to wrap this up.
Oh, 500.
She drilled me all last. She drilled me all last night, asking
what?
If I knew something was going on.
Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry about calling you early in the morning, but I wanted to wish you a late happy birthday.
Yeah, it's the birthday scam, Bianca.
Bad move.
It was, yeah. I don't know what Keith was thinking.
I don't either.
Besides questioning your intelligence as a woman, I didn't even get to my dipstick jokes.
Yeah, that's a shame, too. But
you have a happy birthday there.
Here's another company holiday party reminder. If it's an open bar, don't take the bait. They want you to get wasted so they can whittle down the staff. Let Party Marty take the fall. This has been another company holiday party reminder.
Hey, that's good for us because we're having our staff party today. It's a luncheon. And we have been at some radio station holiday parties that did go wrong. People tend to overindulge. That's why a lot of companies are no longer serving alcohol.
Because of their liability?
Yeah, and that's down this year. They said last year 64% of companies served liquor. This year, it's only 49%. That's a 17% drop.
You're saying a lot of that is because of the recent, sexual assault, sexual impropriety at work kind of allegations that are out there. They just don't want that to even
the Weinstein effect
present itself. Yeah.
The Matt Lauer. You don't want to get Lauered at the party.
No.
Get lured into an office and the door locks.
There's a bag of sex toys.
Just takes the holidays down the wrong path.
Here's a stocking stuffer.
So I don't know if we're serving today or not. Hello. Hey, no. We usually have wine, I know, at our parties. Beer and wine, but it doesn't matter to us because our office is stocked.
Totally.
Right,
either way.
Redundant.
I was surprised to learn we have all the ingredients to make a delicious hot toddy this morning.
There's not much. It's just hot water, whiskey, and honey. And we've got all that.
All right. Let's get that going. Let's start before the party starts.
Right. And then let's harass everybody.
No. Why would you make that a joke? That's not a joke.
Oh, come on.
I hope there were no silence keepers that heard that.
Silence keepers. Our person of the year, which is, of the year. Shouldn't it be? Yeah, persons of the year.
Persons. Silence breakers.
Silence breakers?
Wind breakers.
Silence keepers.
Silence talkers.
Silence breakers.
The code breakers.
The wind talkers.
The wind speakers.
Navajo code talkers.
Anyway, let's be careful at that holiday party.
Here's another company holiday party reminder. If anyone takes cell phone pictures, make sure both of your hands are in full view. It's more proof you weren't grabbing ass all night. And guys, that goes for you too. This has been another company holiday party reminder.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. A video of the Astros World Series victory celebration has resurfaced because MVP George Springer was recently interviewed and asked, what's the wildest thing he's seen someone do with the Astros championship trophy? George said, quote, we made a beer funnel out of it. So I watched the video, and there's really no hole or place to hold any liquid on the World Series trophy. So the players improvise by just pouring champagne off the side of it and catching the drips in their mouths. And while that shows great ingenuity, it also points out why the NHL Stanley Cup is still sport's greatest trophy. It's literally a giant cup that you can drink booze out of. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Outside is frightful today. We have a 90% chance of showers. Temperatures falling to about 40 by this afternoon.
I woke up this morning when the alarm went off, and it was so soft and warm and comfy in my bed, and I just heard the wind howl and the rain pounding on the roof, and I
did not get up.
Hit the snooze button.
And maybe you're still, maybe this is a dream.
Yeah.
No,
maybe
it's
you're not
true.
Here. Maybe you're not here.
Right.
You're not
Have
dressed.
You done that? I've so done that. I've dreamed that I get up and I get dressed and I wake up and I'm not.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
time for me to leave.
Yeah. I dream that I'm up in the bathroom doing my routine, getting ready, mm-hmm. and that I'm, doing a job, I'll just say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is the dream. And then I wake up in a moment of panic.
Yeah, you realize.
Am I really doing the job?
And you've wetted the bed.
No. I had to do
that. Heck. You dick. I've never had that dream. Yeah. Yikes.
Okay. Did I say that?
So here's something that's almost interesting. How many classic rock songs start with the word you in the title?
Are you talking about the Y-O-U or the female sheep, E-W-E?
Well, we did research, and there are none that start with the female sheep. So it's the word you, like songs about you. And you and I both thought of the same one.
You really got me. You jumped out.
Yeah,
because there's two great renditions of that. The original by the Kinks and, of course, Van Halen.
Well, I was hanging out in the engineer office with Engineer Andy.
That's always fun.
Hall of Famer. And he...
listening to his corny jokes.
He's a great guy. He makes all the behind-the-scenes technical stuff happen here. But he also puts together these ideas that he gets.
Right. For montages.
For the montage. So he's like, how many songs about you... start with you in the title. Let's find out. You gave a bad name. Yeah, you shook me all night long. You made me right.
Yeah.
You gave me nothing yet.
You wear it well.
You make nothing fun.
You better, you better, you better.
You can't always get what you want.
Every one of those songs, including the Gap Band.
Oh, you can't do that.
Wow. That's you, a female sheep, especially when fully mature.
That was amazing.
That's one of the best ones.
I know,
was.
Because every song in there, and I'm going to include the Gap Band, is a great song.
I won't argue with you on that, but... thank you, Engineer Andy, for another winner there.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to.
If you're traveling these holidays,
watch out for the drunks.
Watch out for the drunks. Or don't misbehave on the plane. They will duct tape you to your seat.
Yes, they will. It's on the rise.
I don't blame them.
that's happening more, you had in a story.
Yeah, it's like up 50% last year of actually having to physically restrain with either the zip ties or the duct tape or handcuffs or something.
And you know what? You don't want to be zip tied. You've been zip tied. We learned yesterday.
Susie knows how to escape it through her vast experience.
I have learned how to escape the zip tie, yes.
So if they zip tied you on a plane,
I'm wondering about, you know, maybe we should have Haas try. This is another discussion, your zip tie escape plan, because it sounds like it could just either work or be extremely painful.
Well, have her do it. She says she can do
it. Yeah.
I could do it.
I've got some zip ties. Mine are the tiny little black ones, though, that you use for electrical cabling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone could get out of that. Yeah. These are the thick ones.
You got to have the longer ones, too, so you can do your wrists together a little bit longer.
I don't know if there's certain ones that the police use versus just regular long ones that you can get at Home Depot or whatever.
Call me skeptical.
I don't know.
On your ability to break loose of those zip ties.
I think I saw it. I saw it on a, you know, the Facebook video where they show you, hey, ladies, this is how you do this. You know, this is how you... If somebody grabs you by the neck, you do this or whatever.
Defense moves.
Self-defense. Yeah. Well, it's always good to have a plan.
Yes.
Well, I think this rise of people being restrained on planes is because more people are whacked out on Ambien, right?
Yeah.
Not just the alcohol. I think they're mixing things.
Yes, it's when you start have a cocktail of different drugs and things. Next thing you know, your pants are off and you're running down the aisle. And
right.
Zip tied to the bulkhead. But you support this, Raj. You think this is...
I mean, if a person's out of control,
you gotta do it.
These people on the plane. You know, I've not been on a plane. I've been on a plane when there's been some rude a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
There's always one tool on every plane. But there's...
That's a funny statement. There's always one tool on a plane.
Yeah. And they're... Well, I mean, it's just the numbers game.
Yeah.
But it's frightening, you know. And one of the things I think about is, you know, we've all had a cocktail perhaps in the airport. But if you're delayed and it's the in-between flights, and if you're doing multiple flights and you're sitting in there, you wonder why the bartenders keep, like, pouring drinks into somebody. I'm not trying to blame bartenders. And then now they're going to get on the plane. And you see these people barely get off their stool. And they're headed for the airplane.
And maybe they do that if they're sloppy drunk.
Yeah, they do.
You would head them off before they got to the gate.
Well, I've told you the story where I was at the Papa Do's, which is at Bush, right? That's that restaurant right down the terminal C. And this young lady is sitting at the end of the bar. And I mean, she was drunk when I got in there.
Yeah.
And then was moving seat to seat to sit by different men and drinking. And I said, boy, I joked. I hope she doesn't go on our airplane. And she gets up and leaves, and I said, oh, that's our car. We need to go. Mm-hmm. And as I approach our gate, they're restraining her.
Yeah.
She never made it on the plane.
Yeah.
She says, what did I do? Come fight with me. Let's fight right on the plane. I drank some booze, now you're black and blue, and they can't tear me away. I don't care if it's your stinking honeymoon today. Come fight with me, let's fight, come on fight, I wanna fight.
Stop it!
Till they drag us off the plane.
Guy's crazy.
Someone get my bag.
We've been exhaustively researching why comedian Ron White is no longer in the blue collar comedy tour.
And as far as Susie can have researched, there really isn't a rift per se at all. The best article I could find is that he wanted to do his own thing, and it really was a personal choice. And
that was my theory.
He, you know, he's the edgiest of that group, for sure. He's always kind of the R18 guy. And so he... I saw a quote from him, when he's on that blue collar troupe tour, all the fans expect you to do the same stuff. They want to hear, you know, that routine that you do. And he doesn't like to do the same stuff over and over. He likes to be able to mix it up and do his own thing.
He is a very funny comedian. We're going to have tickets for you here in just a moment. Our favorite, Ron White. Let's listen to a little of Ron's work.
I just got back from Europe. I took my son, Tater Tot.
We were in London for 2 days, and I was afraid I hadn't allotted enough time to see London because it's one of my favorite cities with so much tradition and history. And we were going to get a cabbie to take us around and show us the science, and I thought I probably should have allotted more time. But if you get a cab driver in London that's a Scottish nationalist, which is somebody that believes that Scotland and England should have no ties whatsoever, they go home every night, watch Braveheart and b*** off.
What?
Mel Gibson's hitting another guy. If you get a Scottish nationalist for a cab driver in London, you can see that city in about 10 minutes. I wouldn't go to Buckingham Palace if they paid me. I changed all my guards just for f***ing what it takes. What? Are we going to see Big Ben? I told you to look to the left, you look to the right, I'm getting paid by the mile on the minute. What? Whatever, dude. What's this building? It's your f***ing hotel. Get out.
All right. If you want to see Ron White, call now. We'll take the 12th caller. Getting a little Christmassy out there, and we have the sad story of the crashing skydiving Santa.
Wow.
You know how Santa will skydive into an event?
Right. Santa's big into skydiving.
He'll show up
despite
like
his weight.
Football games and, you know, whatever. He can come parachuting in.
Right.
This was at a volleyball tournament, I guess, in Florida.
Right.
And, you know, they've set up, and this is how they're going to kick the tournament off. It's very symbolic and ceremonious. As the guy in the PA watches Santa come down. Let's check this out.
Descending from the clouds.
All right. Let's cheer him on in, guys.
There he is. He's way up there.
Santa's coming to town.
Yeah.
Santa's coming.
And he's coming down now. Oh, there's a tree now in the foreground. Oh, he's coming in hot, Raj.
No. Watch out for the tree. Oh. Oh. Santa. Santa?
Okay. Santa survived.
Santa's okay. Got some broken bones, though, right?
Broke a leg and has had to have two surgeries on the leg. But
other than that, so Christmas will happen.
The Christmas miracle. But you got to see the video.
I just like the guy as the announcer. Hey, Santa's coming to town.
It's a little, and then it's got right a little into fast.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's cheer him on in, guys.
Santa needs to slow down.
Santa, turn. Turn, Santa.
Go left.
Oh, man, that's hard to listen to.
There's a tree right there on the beach where he's supposed to land. Why is that tree there?
Well, and by the way, there's only one on the whole beach.
In a weird way, though, I think that helped him because he was really moving.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. And it sounds like he hits the trunk, but he hits like the branches in the air. And it's, I don't know what kind of tree that
crack.
Is.
He never gets searched. He travels at night, uses two names and stays out of sight. Santa Claus is on the no-fly list. He's got suspicious boxes. He's wearing a disguise. He's breaking into houses. He's a terror in the skies. He travels alone, rarely goes out. The Middle East is part of his route. Santa Claus is on the no-fly list.